פרק י"ח, סעיף י"ח. מתכס, אוציס מתכס. If you've got a plant pot which is made from metal, מתכס מפסקת לסייניקה. If you've got a מתכס, if you've got a plant pot which is made from metal, it stops the nourishment. That means it can't go and get the moisture from the ground. לכן עוצר שמתכת שאין בו נקב נזם כאין הנוקב. Therefore, if you've got a plant pot which has got no hole inside it, it's considered as if it is not joined to the ground and it's not also min ha-Torah, it's only also mida rabbonon. He says in the footnote that the same thing is if you've got schuchet, if you've got glass, glass is the same thing as metal and it stops the nourishment to go through the sides from the plant pot. So if your test of this plastic, the real plastic, if you've got a plastic plant pot, plastic kashiach yeshoyu shedinei kematechas, veinei nikimapapaz daokoi, if you've got a plastic, hard plastic, some people say it's got the same din as if you've got metal, and it doesn't nourish, doesn't come any, can't go through the sides to go and be joined and take the moisture from the ground. The yeshu noktu l'achme, kivin sh'ayin on yodim l'damot choyim azeh, chen adin b'yuris plastic over. She said, if you've got any thick plastic which is in between all the plant pot is plastic, or that you've got a thick plastic in between the plant pot and the ground, then the halacha is, some people say it's got the same din as metal and there's no problem, it's not considered drained to the ground, therefore it's only also midrabbonon. Some want to say, since we don't know what plastic is, one should take on the stringent. Some people say that. The same thing is, if you have a piece of plastic, a thick piece of plastic, underneath the plant pot, even if it's got a hole, the same thing happens. Same thing would be if you've got such a plant pot. Perek Yudches Seif Chof. Ritzpat Shayish Ve'Evin. If you've got a floor which is made from stone or marble. Ritzpat Shayish Ve'Evin Tiv'it. Kegoyin Ritzpat Avnit Yushalayim. Avanim Yushalayimit. Mafsikim Esayinik. If you've got the floor which is made from shayish, from marble, or it's made from a piece of stone. We'll discuss a normal stone pavement is a bit different. But if it's made from a proper marble, or from a stone, proper stone, like you find Evan Yushalmit is proper stone, then the halacha is that it stops the nourishment from the ground. On the near the nickel ayin, sha'evin rakav, so figures mayim, a nima sekas a yinika. If you see that the stone is not strong and water is absorbed in this stone, then you can't say it stops the nourishment from the ground. Okay. Now, he says that even if you're going to have, in the footnote he says, even if you're going to have a proper stone, or you have shayish, you have marble, if it's joined together, and the plant is in between the joint, then it's able to go and take its nourishment from the underneath, from the ground underneath, because it, in between the shayish, it doesn't have in between the marble, it has a space. Then it's able to go and take out from the ground. Now, you have to know, then you have the same din as a nekev, same din as you have a hole in a plant pot. You need to have a hole from the millimeter, we said, 1 millimeter. The same thing would be, if you have 1 millimeter in between these pieces of shayish, then it'll be considered that it's joined to the ground, and it takes the nourishment from the ground. So if chav alef, ritzpat beton v'kramika, if you have a concrete floor, or you have it made from kramiks, יציקת ביתון ומרצפות ביתון. אין לנו מפסיקה ספר יניקה. We take on, that one has to take on a copper in the hachme, We're not 100% sure what happens if it is got concrete, or you have concrete pavements, but we have to take on the stringent, and we have to take on that it's going to be able to go and also take it, the nourishment, even though there is concrete, because concrete is made from stones. It's made from stones, and it's made from sand. These things are things which are able to go and won't be able to stop the nourishment from the ground. Therefore, we take on, if you have a plant pot on a beton, on concrete, or if you have pavements which are made from concrete, then the loch, normal pavements outside on the streets are made from concrete. The loch is, it doesn't stop the nourishment. Therefore, it's a problem. It says the Chazon Ish, normal house merzafot. That means you have the blatot from the house, which you make in the house. These things, says the Chazon Ish, since it's made from sand, all different, which was put together, and they make afterwards a little top on it. But really, it is like beton. It's made from concrete, something like that. The halacha is that, says the Chazon Ish, he's worried that maybe it'll also go and seep through. Maybe the nourishment will go through. And therefore, one has to be careful, and it's considered as if it is drained to the ground. The same thing he says if there is ceramica. You've got ceramics. Even though you've got on top of it some sort of glass, this glass is not thick enough in order to stop the plant to go and take its nourishment from the ground. Therefore, we take on that it's considered joined to the ground, even if it is on a ceramic or it is on a concrete.